Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
Bruno Mars and Marry You on In Demand. It's funny that we played that song because I'm sat opposite a man who a lot of women would probably quite like to marry. He doesn't really need any introduction, but we've made a montage. It'd be silly to waste it.
I'm Matt, I'm 27, I'm from Essex. I'm a painter by, well, at the moment, a bit of a bum.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and her. You'll roll down sleeves in your scouting.
I decided after hearing that Amy Winehouse song that I really, really like you.
Well, it takes over.
Factor 2010 is Matt.
When you hit me hard.
Obviously, it's Matt Cardle. Hello.
Hello, sweet pea.
Hello, sweet pea. This has got off to a good start. Right. It's good to finally meet you.
And you.
And have you on the show. You were just sat cringing through that.
Yeah, well, it's all out of tune, isn't it?
When oh, I was on the show. But you won.
I know. And, you know, I need to thank the fans for that and the people voting.
I voted for you.
Did you?
Yeah, I always leave it until the last few weeks to make my decision. And then on the actual final night, I was literally like, ring, 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 ring.
Did
I don't often...
That, did you say that to One Direction when they were here?
No. I love One Direction. Don't get me wrong, but I vote for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy. That's really sweet.
But there was a good reason for that. You obviously, you know, from the start, you gave good, solid performances. I don't think you had anything to worry about.
I was worried every week. I thought every week was my last, especially the first week. It was just a bit, I was just so scary. I honestly thought that the B doors would just open and I'd just be hiding somewhere in the bin where they stick the blue roll. And no, didn't think I was going to do it.
But you did. And here you are now. You've got an album coming. You've got a single coming out.
Yeah.
How does it feel almost a year on, I guess? Well, it's going to be a year and a few months' time, isn't it?
Yeah. That's so
it's gone
much
so quick.
I know. So much has happened in that year as well. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been 9 months since I started the show. Or since the show finished. But we did the show itself and then the tour and then... writing the album. It's all just been crammed into that, but it hasn't felt like a long time.
Okay, well, we're going to play a couple more songs, then we're going to have some more chat with you.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about the new music, we'll talk about X Factor this year as well, because it's quite exciting. Mm-hmm. And we've got loads of questions from a lot of your fans on Twitter as well.
Brilliant.
This is In Demand. In Demand.
It's Usher and DJ Got's Falling In Love on In Demand. Oh, Matt Cardle's here, everyone. Yay!
Hello again. Pleasure.
If you've got a question for Matt on Twitter, do twitter.com/AlexandLucy and use the hashtag InDemat. Just like In Demand, but InDemat. Let's ask some of those questions then, because we've got lots of them coming in. ColaCube, that's a great name on Twitter, Linda says, I know you say you're not much of a dancer, but what song is guaranteed to get you up on the floor? Come on, there's got to be one.
Black or White by Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Gets me moving.
Do you know all the words?
Nearly. I used to play it in the pubs.
Did you?
Family, yeah.
An acoustic version.
Yeah, but he played a djembe and he did the rap and it was amazing.
Oh,
he,
nice.
He kind of took the mick out of the rap. But he did do it.
Right, we've got loads of others. This one from Megan. She says, I know Lucy might ask you this, but do you like cheese?
I love cheese, right?
Favourite?
Maybe it's halloumi at the moment. I'm a huge Nando's fan and like chicken with the halloumi, but I've been getting really bad like indigestion and I think it might be too much cheese. Can you eat too much cheese?
Probably.
You can have too much of anything.
If you have lots of it, you can go into like a almost like a cheese dream. You just sit there and you're like, wow, cheese. But if you have too much air, it can mess up with your tummy, definitely.
I think that's what's happened.
Lay off the halloumi for a bit.
Damn it.
Have you got a Nando's black card yet?
No.
What?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
JLS have got one each.
Yeah, Niall from One Direction, his fans made a twittition. They sent it off to Nando's and he got one. And none of the other lads have got one. They're really jealous. It's disgraceful, isn't it?
It's just disgraceful.
Okay, let's ask you another Twitter question here. Now, Becky wants to know about the new album. Any songs to watch out for, obviously, apart from the current single? Any that you think are real big standout tracks?
I've got a couple of favourites, one of which is a song I wrote with Egg White called All For Nothing.
Okay.
It's about...
And he's worked with the likes of Will Young, Adele, loads of people.
James Morrison of late, yeah. It's just about, you know, when you're in love with someone or something, be it a husband, wife, kid, boyfriend, girlfriend, everything like that. There's a line that with the blessing comes the worry, and like, yeah, you've been blessed with this person in your life, but then you worry about them being all right. Do you know what I mean? You want them to, you know, no harm to come to them. So it's kind of like a general prayer to keep them safe type thing.
Oh, that's really nice. It's one of those tracks that makes you feel warm.
Yeah. I don't know if it, when you listen to it, makes you
feel
warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bit raw.
Okay, looking forward to hearing that one. We're going to chat some more very shortly. We're going to play the record of the week next, and then we'll get you to introduce your brand new single, Run For Your Life.
Amazing.
Awesome. It's In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
It's our record of the week this week on In Demand. Professor Green and Emily Sandé, and read all about it. Owen on Twitter is a big, big fan of that. Okay. Hello. You're right. You're sitting comfortably,
very well,
Matt.
Yes.
You okay? Good, good. Did you enjoy that, Professor Green and Emily Sandé?
Yeah. Loved it. I met Emily the other day, briefly, at Vivo party.
Oh, was she nice?
Lovely girl, yeah.
Yeah. Has she got crazy hair?
She did have quite crazy blonde hair, I think, at the time.
Like Mohican.
Before I was dragged away by someone else.
You were dragged away?
Yeah.
Why?
What's going on? I think I needed to meet someone or something like that.
Do you get a lot of that if you go to these sort of parties? It's like network, network, network.
Well, the thing is, I love sitting and talking to people. I'm really social or sociable.
Mm.
And like, you get just start getting into a conversation with someone, and someone like, oh, excuse me, can, and I'm like, just 2 minutes, then just start striking up a conversation with them, and then you
never get to talk to them properly.
No.
Oh.
Never really finished conversation.
Well, we're having our own conversation over Twitter here, okay, with Matt and everyone listening. Salma wants to know, do you like penguins, Matt?
Love penguins, love Pingu.
Pingu! Yeah. What does he sound like?
Little feet.
Oh! Pingu was ace. Random question, but I quite like it.
Yeah,
would you ever have a penguin as a pet?
Yeah, but I've heard they smell.
Yeah, Grant from the record label is nodding. Yes, penguins do indeed smell. Daisy wants to know if you want to get married and have kids someday.
Yeah, someday. A bit busy at the moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A bit busy having a career.
Busy. No, of course, yeah. Yeah, my brother's just had a kid. I said just, about a year ago.
Okay, so you're now an uncle then?
Yeah.
What's it like?
He's great. Finn's great. And Grace, you know, they're cool kids.
Okay, but you're going to wait for a few years before
route. I can't even look after myself, let alone adult.
Well, this is it. Can you imagine that? Trying to sort out your life and someone else's at the same time?
It's like, Will. He's trying to sort out my... I'm like your pet, Will.
Are you like his Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just punishing me till I die.
Has to make sure you get fed, go to the toilet, otherwise you'll die.
That's what I used to do at school. So everyone, you just, can I see that a minute? It's like punish, punish, punish. Is oh, it's dead.
It's your new nickname now, Matt Tamagotchi Cardle.
Oh, no.
There's a question here from Alana who says, when you write a song, where do you do it? Do you do it when you're driving, in the shower, cooking, or just sitting with your notebook?
It's weird, like, every time I sit down to try and write a song, 9 times out of 10, one won't come out, or if it does, it won't be any good.
Mm.
It's, you just kind of got to open that little door to that place in your brain that things float into, and just kind of wait and just be aware of it.
Mm.
And then sometimes, I mean, one of the best songs I've ever written, I said that someone the other day, was I was hoovering. And it's weird, sometimes you just get it all comes at once, and you kind of, you get a little bit like, I haven't got a pen or a guitar. Mm. It's all kind of flooding in type thing. And then sometimes it just doesn't work.
I've read somewhere before that Michael Jackson used to wake up in the middle of the night with a song in his head and write it on his sheets in like marker pen.
Really? No.
And go back to sleep.
Surprise me.
Get up and be like, what was that song I wrote again?
I know that Max Martin, who wrote Hit Me Baby One More Time, wrote that in the middle of the night while getting up to go to the toilet. Sort of started humming.
As he was having a wee.
Yeah. And then went back to the bed and thought, no, that's really good. And then got up, put it down on his dictaphone, woke up next morning.
And now he's got a lot of money.
Now he's loaded.
Right, one more question here. This one is from Joanne. What's the funniest thing that happened when you were on X Factor? Watching Wagner perform?
That guy is pure comedy, I swear. He was really funny on the tour. Like, we had our differences, obviously,
yeah,
and we sorted them out quite quickly into the tour. And then, you know, we just kind of got on, and he was hilarious. So I'm just going to say Wagner was one of the funniest things that happened to me.
Okay. And Katie Wasel, what was all that about? That awful story that was in the papers? You two being found laid in bed together watching telly or something?
We were watching Family Guy.
Is that literally all was going on? And then they just blow it out.
We were sat on my bed watching Family Guy, and Aidan was coming in and out. Paige was coming in and out. The research. The door was open.
Yeah.
And then she decided that people should know about it.
She did. This is why I didn't like her, right? I could see right through her.
Yeah.
And I know there's fans of hers out there, and that's fair enough if you like her. But actually, to be honest, she just didn't, to me, come across as a particularly lovely person.
No, I don't think you were too wrong.
No, fair enough. This one here from Alana again. She's got another question in. How's she managed that? What aftershave or cologne do you wear?
It's Chanel Blue.
Oh, that's a nice one, that.
Really nice.
Right, we'll ask you some more questions. Keep them coming in. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy using the hashtag Indymat. And we need to introduce your new single now. Are you ready to do this?
I'm absolutely ready.
Go for it.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for all your support. You're so lovely. This is Run For Your Life.
You're listening to In Demand.
The beautiful brand new single from Matt Cardlett's Run For Your Life on In Demand. Everyone on Twitter absolutely loving it, including Catan as well. Claudia is a big fan. Wants to know if you like Nutella. Doesn't everyone like Nutella?
I used to, but I'm like a savoury person, Marmite.
More
breakfast.
Of a Marmite guy.
I'm trying to have fruit, trying to stay a little bit healthy.
It's hard though, isn't it, when you've got things like Nando's around.
I know.
Also, hi to Gina. She says you're amazing and she loves Run For Your Life. And so does Jessica Taylor. Loads and loads of people
getting
in touch.
Thank you so much.
We're going to chat a bit more to you very soon, but we need to like get some Beyonce on, I think. Do you want to have a little dance to Single Ladies?
Yes, do it.
Yeah, yeah. Put a ring on it. State she's currently in. It's Beyonce and Single Ladies.
Brilliant.
Well, she won't, will she?
No.
She's going to get bigger and bigger. That baby won't appreciate being moved around to the Single
baby.
Ladies dance. Well, yeah, because Jay-Z is massive, isn't he? He's big, tall, yeah. Tall man. Matt Cardle, hello again. We're just having a good old gossip during then. Let's do some more chatting then. Let's talk about the current series of The X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously it's all going on right now. Have you seen any of the auditions or any of the current series? Have you been too busy?
I've seen bits of it. I've seen bits of it. I've been quite busy, but I've been catching up because I want to see, you know, I know what they're going through, so that's partly why I'm, you know, intrigued by it. I did see a guy called, I always forget his first name, John Wilder.
Oh,
was he the rocker?
The rocker dude, yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
David Bowie, and he ran in the crowd.
But he was running, and he was still singing perfectly in tune.
I thought he was okay, like, in terms of his singing.
Yeah, great. I mean, he was kind of doing a Bowie impression, but, like, I think he's got a great voice.
Do you think he's this year's Wagner?
I think he's
but without the pervy tendencies. You think he's the winner?
No, I think he's going to win it, hands down.
That would actually be hilarious. Can you imagine? There's been some really good, I think, a lot of female solo artists as well coming through. Last week, actually, we saw quite a few of those. So Amelia was one of them, the blonde girl.
Lily, yeah.
And she sang, what song did she sing again? I'm trying to remember now. It was really...
That
was it. Take a Piece of My Heart.
Yeah.
She did good. And everyone's singing Adele, though, this year. Someone like you has been done a few times.
Yeah, I think it would have been. It's just a great song, I suppose. And it's slow and you take your time with it and it goes across the whole vocal range as well. So it's.
Did you see Kitty Brucknell?
No.
In the first week?
Is she good?
She's like a Britney and Gaga impersonator and she did Gaga Edge of Glory and she sang it really, really well, completely without any music. And then she sat on the stage and then she just sort of started being really weird and arrogant and acting really strange.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was that guy, Michael, from last year, who was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then he was like, look, I've learnt from my mistakes. I've come back. I'm okay now. Like, I'm sweet. And then we're like, four notes. He's like, right. Lies down on the stage. He's like, I'm not going anywhere this day.
Yeah.
And then Gary gives it the big and that gets up on stage and goes, right, come on, mate.
I love the fact you just said he gives it the big and that's what they say in my neck of the woods.
I was just waiting for him to kick off.
He was really funny. But Gary standing up, literally no one else was doing anything. Gary's the man. I'm sat there going, oh, I love you, Gary.
the thing is, it's just like backstage, there's like hundreds of security guards.
And they just
and
left
stuff,
it.
And they let Gary go do it. Made good TV, though, didn't it?
Exactly. That's why they do these things. When are you going to be performing on the series this year? Because obviously every year, the winner always comes back.
I haven't been confirmed yet, but I want to.
What do you mean you haven't been confirmed yet? Of course you're going to be.
I can't. I don't know.
You're not allowed to say, are you? So probably when the next single's out. Or the first week of the live shows.
I don't know. I've got my fingers crossed, Lucy.
Okay. You'll definitely be doing it. It's got to be done. Are you still in touch with anyone from last year?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Aidan. He's just a good mate. Well, he lives like 5 minutes down the road from me.
Aww.
So we hang out and have Nando's and stuff.
Does he still have the quiff?
Yeah. I've told him to drop that now. So
but you've still got your hat.
Well, true.
Why don't you like the quiff? You've got something against it.
Well, the thing is, he didn't like it on the show. He was telling me, he's like, I keep putting my quiff up. Like, because at boot camp, it was all like down and he had glasses on and like a cravat thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of went all upwards. And I see him now and I'm like, hey, what's...
Now, I think we're talking of, like, you know, fashion faux pas, if you're not a fan of his quiff. What was going on with the white vest, Matt? I wanted to like it, but it just didn't seem right on a stage. I was like, no, that's a more like, you know, when you get up in the morning and you've got your vest on and your boxers.
Yeah, well, what happened, Lucy, was, like, they were umming and ahhing and faffing around with what shirt I was going to put over it and what jacket. And you need, like, 10 seconds to yourself before you step out in front of that many people and try and perform a song. And they were, and Danny was going, you know, talking about me and then introducing me. And it was like, I'm on now. And I just threw the shirts on the floor. I was like, look, if you can't make your mind up, I'm going out like this. Like, it wasn't a diva moment, I swear. It was like, I was like so stressed.
Yeah.
And
you
nervous.
You needed
like,
to get out there.
Just let me go. And the last thing you needed, people pulling you around. And I was like, oh, just get off me. And then walked out and Simon's face just dropped. I looked at Danny. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Took my position. And they were just like, oh, God.
But I bet the ladies voting loved it.
I don't know.
They'd be like, oh, he's got his arms
my
out.
My brother was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Anyway. Right, we're going to do one last question and we're going to do it. Let's just do a random one here. Let's find one. There's quite a lot of people asking the same questions or people asking extra questions and they've already had one read out. I'm not having
it's just
that.
Just greedy.
Megan, if you fancied a girl, how would you show her you fancied her?
Give her a pen.
Oh, just give me a pen. That is a chat up and a half. I love that. Well done. Yeah. Matt Cardle, it's been amazing having you on the show.
Thank you.
Make sure you come back again soon.
I will do.
And good luck with the single and the X Factor performance.
Thank you so much.
It's obviously going to happen at some point. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. The podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand and he's back. Yay, it's Jason Derulo. Yeah. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Fantastic.
Now, the last time we spoke to you was for the previous single release. We always get you on the show every single release. This is why I love you. You always come back to us.
Absolutely, I have to. You guys are amazing.
Aw, thanks. We love you too. So how have you been since the last time we saw you? Been good?
Oh, I've been amazing. It's been great because, you know, Don't Want to Go Home has been, you know, this track that everybody has been loving. So, you know, that was the first record and now everyone is on this It Girl thing. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, these times are very, very exciting to me because Future History is about to come out.
Yeah.
My birthday is in a couple of days, you know, so we're rocking out.
We're all happy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about It Girl. It's a great song.
Thank you.
And it's got that whistle which just gets in your head.
It really does, right?
Me and Alex argue about it because he can't whistle and I can.
That's really sad, Alex.
It is. I tease him. I'm like...
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you impressed my whistling.
I think you're better than me.
So if you could kind of have like a 10-point plan or something of what your It Girl would need in terms of requirements for you to make her your It Girl.
Yeah.
Do you have any specifics you could tell me now?
You know, I got to be able to have fun with her. She has to be crazy just like me. We have to have a great time together. You know, that's
okay.
Very, very important. You know, she has to be selfless. Somebody who's thinking about others, you know, not just thinking about herself all the time. Somebody who is polite, you know, please and thank you is very important and goes a long way.
Definitely, and doesn't put her elbows on the dinner table.
That's all right.
It's okay, but it used to be really bad, didn't it, that?
Right. I mean, I guess there's a time and a place for everything.
But I know
sometimes
you
both want to get on the table.
And are there any ladies maybe that you've got your eye on in the public eye that you'd quite happily say could potentially be your it girl?
I mean, my eyes are always open.
They're always wandering.
Yeah, so, I mean, it takes a little more than just the eyes, though. I mean, but my eyes are always wandering. I mean,
yeah, but you've got to get
beautiful
to know
women
someone.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about your birthday coming up, and you tweeted, I'm going to be 22 on the 21st. Who would have known 22 would be my new beginning? Is there something we should read into this, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's future history. Future history is the greatest accomplishment of my life, and this record is you know, something that I'm very, very proud of, and I want to make sure everybody in the world gets their chance to hear the whole record.
Let's get the new single on. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's yours truly, Jason Derulo, and I am so proud to introduce this record. It's actually my second single off of Future History that comes out October 10th. This one, ladies and gentlemen, It Girl.
You're listening to In Demand.
It's Jason Derulo and the brilliant new single, It Girl. And he's with me now. Hello again.
Hey, hey.
Get a little round of applause. It's not the same when Alex isn't here. It's not as much noise when I clap my hands.
You have a great clap, though.
Thank you. I try. I work on it all the time.
Your clap is fulfilling.
Now, we like to do a little quiz with our guests. We may have done this with you before, but it's always fun to do it again. Called How Showbiz Are You? So How Showbiz is Jason Derulo.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to work out if you are disappearing into the dizzy heights of showbiz, or if you are in fact still quite down to earth. I think you're somewhere in the middle.
Let's see.
I think you enjoy the spoils that this celebrity life has to offer, but you still are exactly who you were, say, a few years ago.
Yeah,
here we
I
go
think so too.
Your first question is, do you ever wear sunglasses indoors?
All the time.
Ah, that's showbiz. I'm going to give you 10 points for that one. Fish and chips or caviar blinis?
Oh, definitely fish and chips.
Yay, that's zero showbiz points. That's normal. How many plasma TVs do you have in your home?
I don't know. Maybe seven, maybe?
Seven. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, these days, I mean, they're all like plasmas.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, just TVs in general are plasmas. But seven TVs in your home? Do you have one in the bathroom?
Yeah.
So, like, you're just sat in the shower, stood up, just watching TV, like Days of Our Lives or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I never really get to experience that because I'm never home, but somebody's enjoying it.
The cleaner. Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to have a shower in your house and watch telly. Seven. I've got to give you seven showbiz points in that case. So let me just top this up. Out of 50 points, you have got 22. That's good. You were halfway there. That's exactly what I thought you'd be.
See, look at that.
Yeah, that's good. You've done well. Jason, it's been a pleasure as always to have you on the
pleasure
show.
Pleasure is mine, sweetie.
Oh, when are we next going to see you?
I'm not sure. My tour starts in February, but I'm sure I'll be there before then.
We'll have to get you to come in and see us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Big tour time. Coming soon, though.
Yay, big tour. Jason, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll see you again soon. Take care.
Absolutely, you too.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand, and I'm joined by five very handsome and lovely boys. Hello, One Direction.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I've got you all to myself tonight.
You look lovely today.
Oh, thanks, Harry. So do you. In fact, all of you. You do look lovely. First of all, how amazing a week has it been so far? 82,000 copies of What Makes You Beautiful sold in 2 days.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
It's more than what we ever imagined. So just thank
it's
you
ridiculous,
very much to
everyone, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's good, ridiculous, yeah, but like just crazy,
crazy, crazy.
There's something else we're celebrating this week as well, Niall. It is your birthday.
Yeah,
you're 18.
Nice.
Happy birthday!
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And to celebrate that, I've been very busy. When I got home last night, I baked you a cake. Seriously, look.
Oh my word.
Oh, really?
No way.
Did you really bake that?
I did. I bake all the time.
Really?
Honestly, I made that.
It's a great looking cake.
It looks
well,
incredible.
It was hard work. Are you up for wearing some hats? No. Got birthday hats.
Those are flump. Involuntary horns.
Good, aren't they?
Do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you like it? Oh, that's all right. Now, are you having good fun?
My horn's gone limp. It won't work.
Mine's a bit weak.
Give me the party pop is exploding everywhere. Anyway, happy birthday,
Thank
Niall.
You. Happy birthday, Niall.
Have you got over it yet?
No, it's brilliant. We love it. Obviously. Oh no. So it's been a great week, as we just ascertained.
And you're having a I love In Demand.
Order. Now, okay, Lucy, I'm hearing that you guys are going to be living together soon. Is it all five of you? Yeah. Has Uncle Simon sorted you out with like a nice plush pad?
Uncle Si didn't sort us out.
What?
He gave us a fiver towards him.
Did he? Is that all he could? Is that all he could muster?
Paid for our parking permit.
Man, he paid for my TV.
So have you all moved in yet, or are you going to start doing that soon?
Yep.
Some of it, not all of it yet. It's a work in progress.
Work in progress.
So who's responsible for cleaning, cooking?
I've got all the boxes.
All of that.
All
How are you going to do that?
A woman called Esther.
I've been cooking myself.
You've got a lady to do it. Have you?
Cleaning, yeah, but
we pulled it off the street after £20.
You have to cook yourselves,
yeah,
obviously.
I've been cooking a lot. So.
Well, just wait till you've had the number one, and then you might be able to get a cook as well, get a chef.
Oh, no.
I'll stick to my pot noodles.
I'll cook the Colonel from KFC.
You can cook for us.
You want me to come and cook for you?
Definitely, actually. Now you mention it, yes, I definitely do.
Okay, I'll cook for you.
What a woman.
We need to talk about your next single. Obviously, after What Makes You Beautiful. What's the next step for you?
Hopefully another single. The album comes out towards the end of November, and then a tour from end of December running through to January.
Okay, so these are the official dates now? Do we have the official dates, or is
no,
it just going to be
official dates? TBC on the TBC. Website, I think.
So, they're not on yet.
They're coming
not
soon. On. Well, they're coming soon on the website, but
is it quite weird that you've got literally one single out and you're already planning your first tour?
Yes,
that is amazing.
It's weird.
But the response has just been incredible, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Like, just big thank you to all the fans really for supporting us.
Now I saw you on Red or Black the other night. I thought you were amazing. I loved it. I loved the whole like tube onto the stage bit.
Thanks.
Very tiring.
I'm so out of breath.
Yeah.
We had to run the whole way down Wembley Station.
Well, I saw you running onto stage. Yeah, obviously you had to run through Wembley Station.
What do you mean?
Man, it was so
we ran the whole way.
That's amazing. You ran very quickly, considering.
Thank you.
Well, wouldn't you if there was...
They wouldn't let me use my student.
We had 8 bars to go a mile. We did well. I done.
Barry.
Worked out. Yeah. Was it nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, very nerve-wracking.
So nerve-wracking.
I think it's because we haven't done anything like that for such a long time now.
Yeah. I guess on primetime TV, that's... Yeah, since
it's the first time we've done it.
Primetime.
Did you settle into it straight away as soon as you got onto stage, or did it just feel really... You like, I want this to end now, and then I'll get back into the swing
No,
of things
completely
later.
Not, because it was a really short performance, and it seemed to go really quick. It was just really fun being back on the stage. It was just... I think it was just prior to it, it was a bit nerve-wracking, because there was a lot of expectation and stuff to come back on the show and kind of be better than we were when we was on X Factor.
Yeah.
And that was where the nerves kind of kicked in. But once we was on stage, we kind of didn't want it to end.
Lost it. Like, we just went... Like it was them 8 bars, like, and then when the chorus kicked in, it was just like
complete takes over. You're just in a different world,
and it's your song now.
Yeah,
it's not, you're not performing other people's songs.
That's what's brilliant. Like, you go around, it's great to see the fans outside place, and they're like singing your song to you.
Yeah,
that's what like every artist dream. Like, you hear your fans singing your
Right. Let's get your single on. That's going to be number one on Sunday. Introduce it, please.
This is What Makes You Beautiful by us, One Direction.
Yeah. This is In Demand. In Demand. It's going to be number one on Sunday. It's One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful. And what we're going to do now is talk about your beautiful fans, because they've sent in a load of Twitter questions.
Yes.
Yay. Yay.
And the great thing about your fans is they're completely mad. Let's do the first question. This comes from Claire, who is 1D fan always X on Twitter. If you could play any character from a film, who would it be and why?
Austin Powers.
Harry. It says Austin Powers.
Any character from a film?
Yeah.
Oh, Incredible Hulk.
I'd be the Joker in Batman, just to be a villain.
I'd be Neil from The Inbetweeners.
I love that. That's a good one. Okay.
Cringe.
Abby says, what would you do if you woke up as an old man?
What?
I'd be Benjamin
like
Button.
Benjamin Button, yeah.
How old?
I would be Benjamin Button.
How old?
She just says an old man, so I'm thinking like 70 plus.
I'd go out and try and be like the coolest old man I could possibly be.
Go out and throw
you know, like, go out and like go go-karting and stuff.
Clubbing. Go clubbing.
Yeah. I'd run.
Go out, go kart.
Run where? Away from your age.
Just like being an old man running.
Like Forrest Gump. Like,
I'd have
run.
A beard.
Right, We Heart 1D says, what flavour crisps do each member of you like?
Beef hula hoops.
Salt and vinegar.
Good call.
They
vinegar.
Are massive.
Flaming Hot Monster Munch. I ate 3 packets on the way here.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Flaming Hot Monster Munch.
Yeah, I ate 3 packets on the way here.
Amelia Chambers wins this one. Okay. If you had to pick walking on scorching fire rocks or belly sliding across 10 metres of thick ice, which would you pick?
Definitely belly sliding.
It looks easier. Sounds Crash like Bandicoot.
And if it's 10 metres like thick, you'd be fine, right? And Kat Aldridge, if you're asked to go on Big Brother, would you?
Yeah. After watching the Celebrity Big Brother last week, definitely.
I'd love love to go just for the experience. I bet it's such a laugh.
I'd honestly want to go just to have a look at the house. The house looks sick.
Yeah.
Sitting in that big chair.
Just so you can hear. Can Louis come to the diary room?
Dear.
Imagine like if us five went in together, how much of a laugh we'd have.
And I was big brother. Dear seven, Louis is in the diary room.
Right, this is your final question. Charlotte, when are the tour dates going to be announced?
Probably near the time they'll be on the website.
Not very long at all.
I don't think too long. It's the next couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Exciting times. Right, well, thank you for coming in and causing chaos yet again.
Love you, Lucy. Thanks for the cake. Thanks for the banners. Thanks for the party poppers and hats.
Love you all. Happy birthday. Mwah. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So, of course, the lads from One Direction were on the show earlier, and they were hilarious, as always. Good fun. And there were some bits that we couldn't play out earlier, just because they didn't make it to the final cut of the interview. But we've salvaged it all and put it together in a two-minute-long nugget, a nice little package for you to enjoy. Here it is. Are you up for wearing some hats?
No.
Got birthday hats.
Those are flumps.
They are flumps, yeah.
Exactly. So you can eat that flump.
Well, does he not like? Do you not like?
We were talking about them the other day.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I haven't had a good flump in years, and
they are flumps, right?
My horn's gone limp and my pie popper's gone off.
Obviously. Oh no. Harry, put your horn away. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Like it.
My ire.
I love In Demand. I love In Demand.
Now, I've been hearing that,
I literally cut up my eyes. I'm not just kidding. I literally cut up my eyes.
Wait, did you say that bad?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was messing about with the hats and it got me in the eye, so that'll teach me.
Is there any water? Could you put some water on your eye? Oh, your eye's open. You're
it's
okay.
It's really red. It's really bloodshot.
Is it really red?
Yeah,
a little bit. Oh,
wait, look how bloodshot is that.
Is it red?
You don't realise this yet, but he's actually suing.
Help me.
No.
He's suing.
No.
Did a sign in London the other day, and this woman came up to me with like a 6-page A3 petition signed by all our fans. They sent it to Nando's to get me a black card.
Oh.
This is amazing.
And it was successful.
So they're sending me a black card. Are you the only one with a black card?
Yeah,
but they can take all of us.
And how amazing is that? Like,
that
the fans
is awesome.
Actually went out of their way to do that for me.
It's very good buttercream, by the way.
Thanks. Very I good. Saw you try, I was like, oh God, I hope
Can I just, like, right? pick it up?
Is that a hint of lemon?
No.
No? Okay. I was wrong.
Loads of filly and sugar and stuff.
Yeah, I can taste
when
the filly.
When I was blending the icing sugar with the filly, it was this morning, I was like, so they're half asleep going, and I went like that with a whisk, and it went everywhere. Oh, I was covered in icing sugar.
Oh, no, what a horrible picture.
Tasty. Oh,
it's not my favourite, but you can never beat a nice packet of Heinz tomato ketchup flavour crisps.
Oh,
yeah, they are incredible. Hula Hoops barbecue.
Allow it.
Sorry, bro, but they are bad.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.